This is Full Time. Radio City Talk.
Right, I was scrolling my Twitter feed last night and some pretty shocking news came up about one of our local sides who are very much a stalwart, formerly of the Football League and now the National League as well, in terms of Chester FC. And the headline on the Chester Chronicle this morning is Chester FC need £50,000 in short term as extent of financial trouble is revealed. It's been written by Dave Powell and I can speak to him now. Good afternoon, Dave.
Good afternoon, Matt.
Great to have you on, even in such difficult circumstances for Chester Football Club. I'm not sure anybody realised they were in such dire straits.
No, I mean, it's been whispers for a little while now that all was not well and the club was possibly heading towards a loss. But when it was laid bare last night to the CFU members of the Football Club, of which there was a great number turned out, it was very, very bleak indeed in terms of the headline being £50,000 needed to get by in the short term, get us to the end of the season and meet commitments. But after that, it's also a case of more money is needed to build up the reserve of the football club, which has been built up over a number of years through a number of different means, Sir Anthony Sarsavich a few years ago, an FA Cup run. But it's a case of the club is almost back to square one financially, where it was, the way it's headed, unless we can start raising some capital. And it's bleak times, and it's the biggest, certainly the biggest struggle the football club has faced since its reformation in 2010.
Well, I was going to say, it is sadly familiar territory for Chester, because we're talking, a decade ago when the old club sadly ceased to exist, and the new club, Chester FC, had this magnificent rise through the non-league system and got themselves back up into the National League, where at the very lowest, that's where Chester belong in terms of their stature of a football club. Does that experience help them at all going into this situation?
Well, I've got to be honest. I mean, I'm a fan as well as covering the football club for the Chronicle. Nobody expected us to be in this position. Certainly, we didn't think we'd have to be digging deep and pulling everything out the fire once again. I mean, it's only, it's less than 10 years since we've been through this scenario, albeit it's very different this time round. I mean, this is a fan-owned club. We don't have major debt hanging over our heads, and we're not at the behest of an owner who can do as they want. This is still very much in our hands, but we didn't think we'd be in this position so soon. And it's galling, a lot. What is galling for the fans is that they didn't find out sooner, and it seems like it's quite late in the day to find out about this. I mean, there could have been other avenues available should they have made this. Should this have come to light sooner? But we are, I hate saying it, but we are where we are. And what we need now in the short term is to raise some money to keep us going and make sure we meet our obligations in the short term. But then the critical thing is to ensure we have strong leadership moving forward, that we can actually move on from this and have a strategy in place whereby this doesn't happen again and we live comfortably within our means, because most fans didn't sign up for the fan-owned model believing this kind of thing wouldn't happen again. But it's dark days, but the club will continue, but it's going to take an almighty effort over the next few weeks.
It certainly is. You're listening to Radio City Talk. It's Full Time with Matt Jones, and I'm speaking to Dave Powell from the Chester Chronicle about the financial difficulties that Chester FC are finding themselves in. Why are they in this situation, Dave? What has led to it?
Well, it's nothing which has happened over the past few months. It's been a good while, really, in terms of a lot of decisions which have been made haven't been really sensible, but haven't proven to be sensible ones. I mean, John McCarthy was given a new deal in January of last year on the back of a good run, and it was welcomed at the time. But a terrible run of form towards the end of last season ended up with the football club just scraping by, and in terms of surviving the National League, is 5 by 2 points, when at one point there were only a couple of points off the playoffs. And there was a big call for John McCarthy to go at the end of the season. That didn't happen. And he stayed on as manager till the start of the current season. But we sold Sam Hughes in the summer to Leicester City, and a good portion of that budget was afforded to John McCarthy. And the signings we've made it's been the biggest budget since our reformation. And it hasn't delivered. And we're now in the with a very real prospect now. We have players on two-year deals who are earning money, which if they were to see out their next year of their deals, we simply couldn't afford to have them. They'd probably swallow up half of what next season's budget was. It's not just that either. It's we've not been able to reach out and bring in commercial revenue as we should have and how we would have wanted to. So it's not just one or two things. It's a collection of different things which have contrived to make this situation what it is. But you know, like I say, it's going to take a concerted effort from the fans once again now. They've been in this position before. To have to pull the club out again.
Yeah, I'm just looking at some of the other details as well, and there is some money which is due to the club very soon, and that's through James Alabi. I mean, this transfer happened in the summer, and it was a free transfer from Chester to Tranmere, and because the two clubs couldn't settle on a fee, it means a tribunal has to settle on that fee and yeah. Tell Tranmere what they have to pay. I mean, why the FA have left this until February for it to happen, because I think the date's the 15th of February for the eventual tribunal hearing. Why it's taken that long, I'm not sure, but there is going to be some money coming into the club when that eventually is decided.
There will be. However, when at the start of the season, there was some talk about what the football club would like and what they thought they could receive for James Alabi. But that, for many, that we've been through this tribunal route as a football club before with one of our current players, Kingsley James, when he left first time round. He went to Halifax. We got $8,000. Slightly different scenario with James Alabi because he did play a certain role in his development in terms of giving him first team football, and he scored goals, and then he's ended up, you know, he ended up getting that move to Tranmere. But he's since moved. Moving on to Ebbsfleet, and the transfer fee that paid is that Tranmere received from Ebbsfleet is far below what Chester would have budgeted for. So I can't see them getting what they actually budgeted for in the first place, but they're holding out for something close to, and they may well receive that, but they certainly it's already been accounted for. It's not going to be something which is going to be a real welcome boost, but they still do need to get that money into the football club to help with the cash flow in the short term.
And are there any other things that maybe people who are listening could do to help Chester out in their situation?
Well, there is. I mean, we joining the CFU is always. We're a fan-owned club. Joining as a member means you become an owner, part in that you have a say in the direction of the football club. But people can sign up for the CFU membership. But also, critically, in the short term, we are. There is a youth team game. Our youth team is tremendously successful under the excellent leadership of Callum McIntyre, and they have a cup game at the Chester Stadium on Wednesday night against Gateshead. And the idea is to try and get as many fans down there as possible to show their support, because obviously the fans come in, they pay the money, and that money is not subject to VAT on that game. So. There's one way of helping, and also any way they can help. And there is standing orders which can be made to the football club, loan notes, all sorts. I mean, there's various ways people can help out, and it's very much, you know, even if you're not a Chester fan, I mean, it's you only have to look at the state of modern football. You know, Alexis Sanchez on £350,000 a week. It just shows the real difference between what and reality of what football clubs at the level we are facing, and it's living hand to mouth. And the idea is for us to be sustainable. In order to do that, we're going to have to reevaluate how we work and how we operate. But in the short term, we need to get this money and cash into the business. Otherwise, there won't be a long term.
And fingers crossed that can happen. And then there is a home game for Chester a few weeks away yet. The 17th of February, they take on Eastleigh in the National League, and then Leyton Orient on the 20th of February. So fingers crossed they can get some much-needed gate receipts from those two games as well. Dave, fascinating to speak to you, and fingers crossed Chester can get the money they need to keep going.
Thank you very much, Matt. Thanks for having me on.
This is Full Time. Radio City Talk.